This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on long-term impact of decline in non-performing assets on India's economic growth. The participants are Deo Shankar Tripathi, economic analyst, and Sarabjit Kaur, anchor.
In today's edition of Spotlight, we shall dwell upon a very pertinent topic, that is long-term impact of non-performing asset NPA reduction on India's economic growth. As per the report on Trend and Progress of Banking in India 2023-24 released by the Reserve Bank of India yesterday itself, banks reported a return on assets of 1.4% and a return on equity of 14.6%. The report also takes note that the asset quality of banks has continued to improve, with the NPA ratio falling to its lowest in 13 years, 2.7% at the end of March this year, and in fact, 2.5% at the end of September this year. To throw more light on this topic, we have in our studio today Mr. Dev Shankar Tripathi, economic analyst. We welcome you, Mr. Tripathi, to this edition of Spotlight.
Thank you.
Mr. Tripathi, you being an expert, could you please very briefly explain what actually is a NPA?
NPA is a non-performing loan where the installment or interest is not received continuously for 3 months. Thereafter, on 91st day, the account become a non-performing, and once the account become a non-performing, the banks are not supposed to charge interest in that account to take to the profit. So once account becomes a non-performing, it means that account cannot generate income to the bank, that is one. And the moment account become non-performing for 1 year, bank has to provide from its profit as a 15% provision on that. When become 2 years, 25%. When become 3 years, 40%. And after 3 years, the 100% provision is required. It means NPA is a drag on the banking health and balance sheet. One, the ability of bank to give further loan is marred. Secondly, the bank profit is reduced for providing provision and non-taking the interest. NPA is a function of the lending, but a reasonable NPA of 1.52% is always manageable as some loss happens in every business. But unfortunately, when the NPA goes up, which happened in India, when India was growing very fast from 2004 to 2009, the massive lending was done by the banking system for infrastructure, power plant, road, steel plant, and so many activities. But suddenly after 2009, after global meltdown, the economy went into tailspin and the growth was marred. 2G, other scams, so many things came into the being. And then its NPA started rising from 2012 onward. The lowest NPA was seen in 2011. And thereafter, it went continuously rising and rising. And it peaked in 2018 at 14.6% for PSU bank and 11.2% for total banking system.
Mr. Tripathi, as per the latest report released by RBI, commercial banks continue for the sixth consecutive year to report increase in their net profits and a fall in bad loans. Mr. Tripathi, in your view, what could be the primary reason behind this encouraging trend?
Initially, when the NPA started rising, then in 2015, the Reserve Bank of India conducted the asset quality review for the larger loans. In between, the Government of India created the National Company Law Tribunal under the IBC code. DRTs were already there. They were also strengthened. The asset reconstruction companies became active, and Government of India established one national asset reconstruction company for buying the large loans. The multiple initiatives were taken by the Government of India. Banks were put, we clearly advised that unless you reduce NPA, you can't get more capital. How will survive? The banks also realized, and bank started touching base with the customer. Initially, customers were, as usual, thinking that they will take the system on their own. But when a couple of the assets were sold by the NCLT to different promoters, The big promoter has started fearing that they will lose the control of their company which they built up. The awareness also came into my mind. The large number of big loans sold to the National Asset Reconstruction Company. Some loans were sold to Asset Reconstruction Company, which are in the private sector. Many are there. In many cases, the one-time settlement was also entered by compromise. Some loans, many customers came forward and regularized. The multiple steps started yielding results after 2018. The one, the new NPA cutting more, they got reduced every year and the recovery started happening. And in last about 2018-2024, it has now a heightened level, which reduced the NPA level in September at about 2.67%. And net NPA has further come down to 0.6%. And when the NPA is less, the bank earning gets improved, bank profit is improved, bank capacity to provide loan to the productive sector has been enhanced.
So, Mr. Tripathi, the report also says during the year 2023-24, around 44.4% of the reduction in NPAs was attributed to better recoveries and upgrades. Mr. Tripathi, if you could dwell upon this, what actually is the nature of these so-called better recoveries and how has this been made possible?
What upgrade means? Once account become NPA, when the entire overdue amount, suppose an account is NPA for last 2 years of 10 crore rupees and 2 crore rupees overdue. When customer pays the entire overdue, the account become performing. And that amount, entire amount is taken to the profit of the bank, that is interest amount. So first of all, upgrade is very important. If accounts kept on getting upgraded, there is no loss to the bank and bank makes a huge earning out of that. Then second is recovery. When recovery happens, normally full recovery doesn't happen. You have to go to one-time settlement. You can get 70%, 80%. You have to waive some overdue interest also. Recovery from the customer happen from all the methods I told you, either by sale in NCLT, either by sale of properties under SARFAESI through DRT or directly under SARFAESI, or by customer coming for one-time settlement. The multiple measure brings recovery. Upgrade is simply when customer comes and gives money, which is overdue. If a single paisa account remains overdue, account will remain NPA. That is the Reserve Bank of India guidelines. So all this is a comprehensive step. And bank management and bank employees, they played a very crucial role in following up all these things.
Mr. Tripathi, is this trend of declined NPAs seen across all sectors in the economy or there are certain specific sectors which have shown an improved payback pattern?
Agriculture sector is very crucial for the country. Agriculture sector is always vulnerable. There is always to be high NPA, but that also saw reduction of NPA. It is around 5%, not 2.67%. Industrial sector NPA has also gradually reduced, very massively reduced. Services sector NPA, service sector, a lot of micro, small unit and shops we give loan, that is also NPA. But the retail sector has got the lowest NPA. Retail sector housing is normally having around 1.2-1.3% NPA. The combination of all those things, the four broad sector, if you take agriculture, industrial, services, retail and construction sector, so all sector comprehensively, the retail contributes the lowest NPA. In unsecured loan, the banks and the NBFCs were lending very fast. 2 years back, RBI put a big curb on, big instruction that you reduce unsecured loan. So unsecured loan NPA has gone up during last about 1 year. But thanks to the Reserve Bank of India squeezing about 1.5 years back, unsecured sector is slightly moderating and I hope that their NPA will also come down. The overall NPA, unsecured loan NPA has seen uptick. The vehicle loan NPA has seen uptick. And agriculture and MSME sector NPA is more or less at slightly 3%, 3.5% level. But the home loan contribute the lowest NPA in this.
Mr. Tripathi, it's often said low NPAs and double-digit credit growth are expected to drive profits of banks to greater heights. Are these the only two significant contributory factors or there are others too which matter and hold relevance in light of the Indian economy?
A strong banking sector creates its ability to lend to productive sector. The economic growth depends on the multiple measures which the Government of India and Reserve Bank of India jointly take. That is a conducive environment of economic growth. And then banking system comes to help economy to push forward which government desires. When the economy grows, automatically the cash flow of people improves, their income improves, NPA goes down, and then the profit of banking sector goes up. More profit creates more capital base of the banking system, which helps bank again to give more and more loans. So it is not only the giving loan. Economic growth is equally important. If you are giving loan and economic growth is not happening, then the process become sticky and the account will become again NPA. It is a combination of all factors, not one factor. I'll give you an example. If the banks are giving loan for the home loan, banks are giving loan for the purchase of the production of the companies, then companies will be able to produce more. This is a virtuous cycle, and not only from the loan to the personal segment, not only loan to the industries, but I'm not giving the vehicle loan. How the vehicle manufacturing company will be able to sell? That the customer should either have own money to buy or he should buy from the loan amount. The loan lending to personal purposes, equipment purchases, agricultural purposes for all sectors is a driving growth for economy, where the government structural reform and the policy measures are always crucial.
Yes, Mr. Tripathi, indeed you've drawn a great interconnection. As you rightly said, more production, more loans, more ability to pay back, and then again, more growth, more production. Mr. Tripathi, this trend of NPA reduction, what does this usher in for the Indian economy and India's growth story?
Globally, in the advanced economies, the NPA of the banking system used to be around 1.5%. If we keep NPA within 2%, that shows the resilience and the strength of the banking system. Our Indian banking system will be able to get huge investment from the overseas in the capital and from the government, from the confidence of the Indian depositors. This gives a huge strength to the banking system. The low NPA is just like a good health of ours. The health of an individual is similar to the health of the banking system. Low NPA is an indication of the strong health of the banking system. When your banking system is strong, the foreign investment comes not from so many things, steps which government take, like low fiscal deficit or things. The strong banking system also attract huge investment from overseas, deposit from the Indian customer because they have huge confidence. The NRIs will feel happy with the banking system. They will bring more money. So if you are healthy, everybody will come to have confidence in you.
Mr. Tripathi, anything else that we could dwell upon NPA reduction with special reference to the tertiary sector of the Indian economy?
The tertiary sector is very important for the Indian economy because if you see the tertiary sector growth is always good. And tertiary sector also requires support from banking system. One way idea is that the first of all, the banking system should move for the tertiary sector and the cash flow based lending. They should do assessment of loan more judiciously so that the cash flows are certain. The bureau and other factors is Government of India, which bureau has already brought, Government of India has brought policy. There should always be the consciousness among we all individual to see that our bureau record remains fine so that we should keep on paying our installment in time. So it is combination of the social awareness, civil awareness, the people awareness, government policy measure, Reserve Bank of India, complete control and bringing the policy system for the banking system, and bank management should also be aware that what we are doing, we should know what we are doing. So I think the proper monitoring of the account is the key area for keeping account alive and performing.
Mr. Tripathi, thank you very much for your valuable inputs and for sharing your expertise on the subject of long-term impact of non-performing asset, NPA reduction on India's economic growth.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on long-term impact of decline in non-performing assets on India's economic growth. The participants were Deo Shankar Tripathi, economic analyst, and Sarabjit Kaur, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani.